The truth is, it is okay to be who we are in front of God. It's perfectly okay. We don't have to pretend. We can share whatever happening in our hearts. Because when we read the Psalms, we can see there are some Psalms expressing the anger. Some Psalms are really joyfully. And some Psalms about the mercy. And people were expressing themselves to God, whatever they feel. And today, Jesus saying this parable to see, and sometimes we fall into these two persons' life, right? The tax collector and Pharisees. When we fail, we come to God and say, Lord, I'm really sorry. I fail again. When we, we've been faithful to our Catholic teaching, we come to the church, and when the life is so hard, when things is collapsing around us, sometimes we say, God, why you are doing this to me? I did this thing. I'm being faithful to you. I'm praying, but you are not listening. Like Pharisees. He's telling, I'm not like the others. I'm doing this. Sometimes we saying to God, I'm doing like that. I'm doing this. I'm helping the church. I'm building the community. But why? So we do have these two prayers in our life sometimes. But what God is saying, what's matter is being honest. Being honest with God. And saying exactly what is happening. Not compare yourself with someone else. But saying, Lord, I'm really struggling. I can't believe you right now. I don't know how to believe in you. That's okay to say it. Because God can understand rather than you pretending, said, Lord, I'm trying to believe you. I'm trying, but yes, I love you. But actually inside us, it's not sometime. But it's okay. It's okay to be who you are in front of God and saying, especially I invite you, when we're really angry, sometimes we're driving, there's traffic, we can't go to our place on time, we get angry, and it's okay to say, Lord, I'm angry right now. It's okay. It's okay to say, God, I don't know how to love this person, so annoying me, and I lost my temper. That's okay. Rather than pretending. Today he's saying, I want the truth of your heart. Just bring that truth. And he can understand. Because he's a God Almighty who loves us, who look after us. And so my friend, let's bring our hearts, being honest with God, and then offer the heart to him. And say, Lord, this is what's happening inside me. I'm giving that to you in this altar. Help me. I need your love. I need your mercy. Let's surrender our heart to him.